This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
During a particularly challenging time with a particularly challenging family member, I was upset, discouraged, mad, hurt, contemplating ways I could get even in hopes it would make me feel better. While sitting at a red light and replaying the heated exchange, I sensed the Holy Spirit gently nudge me. Jen, you don't get to choose who you love. Ugh. I knew he was right, and I didn't want him to be because I wanted vengeance on my terms. I wanted to spread my side of the story as fast as possible in hopes of securing more family members over to my side to prove I was in the right and she was in the wrong. But then I realized that I too was in the wrong because loving others means not seeking retribution because I'm trusting God sees how I've been treated and is perfectly capable of resolving the situation. His resolution often takes longer than I'd like, and I won't always see the scale tip in my favor. But I guess that's part of the faith journey. If loving difficult people was easy, everyone would do it. Heavenly Father, your word is clear about what matters, and it's love. Love for you, love for your ways, and love for people. Loving others reflects my love for you, and the only way I can do that, especially when it comes to difficult people, is to remember you first loved me. You've loved me when I've been unlovable, when I've run away from you and towards things that will never satisfy, when I've chosen sin over satisfaction in you, and yet you continue to lavish the riches of Christ on me. I don't deserve them, and as I think about how much you've done for me, it's easier to think through how to love the people I feel like don't deserve my love. And I love that you love me enough to challenge me to do hard things. And the only way I can do them is by depending on you. For the specific person that comes to mind right now, Father, I pray blessings on them. May you draw them closer to you. May your love for them overflow so that they experience your love, your peace, your protection, and your provisions like never before. May they be renewed in your presence and as a result, be forever changed. As I pray for them, Lord, I pray for you to change my heart towards them. I have no idea what they're dealing with, and it's likely I'm jumping to conclusions and assuming the worst when there's more to this story. You love this person so much that you sent Jesus to die for them. It's convicting to think that Jesus called Judas friend, even as Jesus knew Judas had his heart set on betrayal. But by the power of your Holy Spirit, I pray you would help me to love like that, to love with such a lavish love that it would cause others to want to know you. I can only do this through your grace and mercy, of which I'm so grateful for, Father. Grow my love for you because out of it will flow a genuine love for others. I humbly pray these things in the name of the one who first loved me, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.